For the S card, they play it on Earth, Bruce Camillo! Hello again. You're about to watch a little motion picture called Army of Darkness. What some people, mostly men in their mid-30s, would call the greatest motion picture ever made. I'm glad you feel that way, I do. This movie gave me fucking PTSD. My wife and I both worked on it. She was the costume designer. She did a great job. But the other day, we were sitting around going, God, I'm glad we're still together, because like now we actually like each other. And it was a difficult shoot in every direction. This movie almost ruined my marriage. We went over budget. We put a lot of our own money in that we never got back. I never starred in a studio movie ever again after this movie. It killed the Evil Dead franchise for 25 years single-handedly, this one movie. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. That's such happy memories of this movie. This is a fun game to play. Who's seen the movie a lot? Give me some numbers. Give me a number. Like, how many times?
40.
40. Give him a lot of liberty. 40. 40. 40. 80. You said 80?
I know. I've seen Ghostbusters.
I'll let you do that. 80. Are you serious about that?
I saw hundreds of times as a kid.
Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, give or take. How do you even know that amount? Do you keep a journal? At Lasagna, Army of Darkness tonight. One of your go-to movies. Well, many young men have used it as a litmus test for whether their girlfriends are worth having as a girlfriend. Woo! Streaming like Army of Darkness just from now. No, get out!
That's some shit out of here. Things were kind of working.
But another fun thing is who's never seen the movie. That young man you're pointing to, you came with that young man? Are you a thing? You're a couple? Sir, do you watch horror movies? Yes.
I made
one on Ash vs. Evil Dead. You made him watch Ash vs. Evil Dead? Well, dude, what the hell? This movie was made as long as I've been married, like 33 years ago this movie was made. You don't have an answer for that, do you? You didn't really want any of this interaction, I understand. I get that, but... What did she tell you about this movie? It's cheesy. So you watch this cheesy movie 80 times. You okay? Your father had a great admiration for A-list movies and B-list movies and even cheesy movies. Okay. Okay, we don't have to have a full-blown conversation. So, Army of Darkness, I don't even care if you don't talk about this movie, but it's all right. But good chance to ask anything you really want. See what's going on. See what's going on in the balcony, maybe. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey.
What was your favorite part of making Army of Darkness?
Favorite part of making Army of Darkness? When they called a rap to the production. I have no sympathy for any actor ever again for the rest of my life because of this one movie. This was a house of horrors for me. Every single day. Bruce, which is your favorite part? None. Absolutely none part of any Evil Dead movie. But working with Sam Raimi is the beauty here. This guy making this movie was at the top of his game, and it's really hard to keep up with that guy. And that's the fun of it. just the shit that he throws at you while the camera's rolling. If he doesn't like that he's dead, he's going to give you an entirely new paragraph to say. After just hearing it for like 1 second, he wants you to vomit it back out, like perfectly. So if you saw the raw footage of this movie, it's a lot of me going like this. Okay. Blah, 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 spinach in, blah, 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 blah. He just wants to be entertained. If you don't entertain him, you're doomed. He loves adding stuff last second, last minute. I'm kissing Sheila, thanks. Kissing her, and I bet the great actress, and Beth Davids, who went on to be in Schindler's List. No, you train them in the cheesy movies, lady. And they're ready for the big time. So I'm going to, we set up the shot, I'm getting ready to go kiss her. We can't find Sam anywhere. Like, okay, where's Sam? We hear him giggling off in the corner of the set. And he goes walking around, he says to me, I know what you're going to say to her. I'm like, I don't say anything. I just kiss her. He goes, no. You're going to say, give me some sugar, baby. Man, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And he hates it when you disobey him. He goes, shut up, do it. Say it like you mean it. So that's in the movie. But I do have to say that line does have power. Years later, a guy came up to me and he goes, Bruce, thanks for saying give me some sugar, baby. I'm like, okay, why are you thanking me for that? He goes, well, a few years ago, I had a job in China. I was working in Beijing. I had that phrase translated into Mandarin, went into a bar and used it on a Chinese chick and got laid. Very powerful to you. Nice. Wow. Did you fool her more than once? No, yeah. That line's only good once.
Good sugar.
Good sugar, good for you. Yes, sir, Ray. Worst line? First Evil Dead, probably. We can't bury Shelley, she's a friend of ours. How the fuck did you say that line? How did you fucking say that line? Today I couldn't say that line. We can't bury Shelley, she's a friend of ours. It's no really good way to do it. He had a grin and bear, you know. We were very untrained actors saying a shitty line of dialogue. Equals funny sometimes. Yes, right here. Army Darkness shooting the Gulliver's Travel stuff, being lashed to the floor for hours. Or me fighting my hand against her. There are no happy memories when it's true. Only memories of Sam. Yes, right there. Yes, sir. Would I be willing to make another Evil Dead film? Sir, one's in theaters right now. I mean, it took so long. No, I'll be Mr. Producer Pants from now on. And if we ever get an animated show going, I'll do that. It's my... It's not completely bit. The video game is out there, so you can still get your reaction on them. Just, you know, I'm not gonna wallow in that blood and shit anymore. Making an Ash vs. Evil Dead, where we thought, okay, let's give the fans 30 hours of unrated television. 30 hours. I put my head up a cadaver's butt in that show. No, we need a fourth season. Fourth season. You know, I would have loved to give you a fourth season.
I should have.
Listen, you son of a bitch. Ash vs. Evil Dead is the most illegally downloaded show in the history of television. Don't lecture me about that shit. Oh, 30-day free trial. I'll get that. Binge, do me! You're so clever, aren't you? You career-ruining decisions. Let's see. Another balcony right there. Sure. A personal question. Oh, those are the best. Oh, okay, hold it. We're talking about an obscure movie that nobody saw called My Name is Bruce. You're quoting something about Guan Di, who is the bad guy in the movie, yeah. Why is this a personal question? This sounds like a dumb question. When invoking his name, did any personal tragedy befall me? Do you think movies are real, man? So sorry if you feel that's the case. No humans were injured in making that movie. Yes, over here. Yes, on the side. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. The real personal question. When you were 8 or 9, is this about me or you? Oh, okay. We saw what, Evil Dead?
Yeah.
At 8 or 9. Hey, great, great parental oversight. Horror movie that scared the shit out of me, the original Exorcist. Yeah. It's a really good movie in so many ways. One, I call it like an adult horror movie. There's no scream queen in it. Ellen Burstyn plays the mother, and she, at the time, was probably the most serious actress on the planet. William Friedkin, crazy director, but totally at the top of his game. I met Linda Blair at some conventions, and the shit that she brought at the age that she did, it's a revelation. You don't get that very often. The makeup, Dick Smith, was the, you know, K&B of his day, and that makeup was really disturbing. Also, my favorite thing, though, which really sells it to me, if this was a movie made now, they would get a robo-priest from, like, Rome and go, "Come on, motherfucker, let's go!" No, they throw it out to a priest who's doubting his faith. Try and get the devil out of someone that you're not even sure if you can pull this shit off. Now I'm scared. Now I'm really scared. I think it's so well done. That movie, so well done. Yeah, right here. Yeah, that one season was really popular. Never say never. They seem to be rebooting everything. Actors are running around with walkers and wheelchairs now. I'm so lucky. Be nice to Harrison Ford. Don't cry for Harrison Ford. Be nice. Don't make fun of that crusty old man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Evil Dead Rise.
Oh my God! I've already heard this bullshit rumor. Take it off. Okay, so first of all, in Evil Dead Rise, spoiler. The kid is listening to the record, and a bunch of priests are arguing and shouting, and one of them says, "Destroy it." It's called the Book of the Dead for a reason. So Lee Cronin goes, "Bruce, why don't you throw in a voice of a priest?" So he's the voice of a priest. I know Lee Cronin likes to fuck with people, though. I think he even planted it. "You know, that could be an ash on the recording." I'm like, stop. Now I gotta answer all this shit and all these things. It's always gonna be a question now. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, bye. Over on the right-hand side, a little further back. Yes. Yeah. Was I ever going to be in Mortal Kombat? Nobody know dope.
Again.
I think, as I explained, they need to come to our house. I don't go to their house.
Yeah, right.
We're having the party. Yes, over here, something jiggling. Yes. Hello. Okay, no, you're in a different county. Hold on. Yes, ma'am. Left arm up. Yes. Oh my God, I call the chip of the arm up and you start talking. What? Do you know each other? Do you know each other? Okay, well, one of you should sit down. I looked at both of you. Man with your arm up first. Is what? Brandy, the character who played my daughter in Ash vs. Evil Dead. I have no idea. Yes, ma'am, the other one who was standing. Yes. My favorite Bubba hookup line, if I use camera, really helped. Ma'am, the second question kind of negated the first, because the second question was really like from another dimension. The favorite line, I mean, I don't know, there's some pretty good ones in there. Joe Lansdale wrote a great script, and it's the same reason why no other Bubba Hotep has been made, because no script was as cool, interesting, and kind of touching as that. It's okay to have one movie, folks. One movie. That usually goes by, and there's not another one made. It makes that movie a little more precious than mine. Right here, sir. Yes.
So, a lot of people that both act and produce will a lot of times talk about the things they like about producing more than acting.
Producing more than acting.
Yeah, what's the something you like more about acting than
producing? I'm a producer in order to protect my acting. You want to star in a movie? Produce it. I'm not even kidding. People go, what? I can't do that. Why can't you? We didn't know shit when we did it. We just raised money from a bunch of Detroit dentists and doctors. You know, bam, you're a producer. Just got to get off your ass. You know, that's how it is. Yes, ma'am, right there. Yes. Yeah. You want a camel sandwich? Well, that's another camel. Can't guarantee that sandwich, man. I'd have to call my wife of 32 years. Favorite moment for Ash? Universe. Probably when he rides off into the sunset with a hot robot chick into the future. And people are pissed at that. You know, we knew we were going to get canceled. The ratings, we knew that you were criminals, and then nobody paid for it. So we knew we were in trouble. So we made sure to at least give him a send-off to fulfill his destiny, because he's defeated the evil in the past and the present. Now he's going to go get it in the future. That way he can kind of finish the prophecy. He's not just a guy in a trailer park. He's written of in an ancient book. So there you go. So we tried. We tried, but people are—they're never satisfied, which is fine. Yes, sir. The fancy shirt. Part I didn't get. No, I'm glad in every case that I did not get that particular part. I auditioned for the Phantom. Billy Zane got the part. It was done between me and Billy Zane. He got the part, and the movie bombed. So no harm, no foul. Be grateful for unanswered prayers. Yes, sir. Left hand up. Yeah. Ooh, I'll get to you, sir, in a minute. Yes, back there. Yeah. Wikipedia list of screen queens. Did you want me to comment on that I'm a screen queen? Do I agree? I'm not on trial. Yes or no, do you agree that you're a screen queen? It's just some jerk who wrote that. It doesn't mean it's real. Oh, it's on my phone! It's on my phone! Makes it even more ridiculous. It's in the ether, but I saw it. I read it. Yes, person with... Oh, you're pointing to someone else. Now you're doing someone else's bidding. Why would what? Two different endings of Army of Darkness. Well, sir, let me tell you about show business. What you do is you make the movie, the filmmaker wanted it, Ash miscounts how many drops, and fucks it up and sleeps 100 years too long, the world's been destroyed. To us, that was the perfect ending. And so Ash, the next Evil Dead movie would be Ash leading like a Spartacus-like rebellion against the robots of the future. It could have been really cool. So we screened it, and the test audience, which is usually a bunch of unemployed people that they find in a mall, they bring him in and show him the movie, and afterward they have a guy come in with a little clipboard.
Can you tell me the parts of the movie that you like best and the worst and why?
And the ending was deemed a bummer.
To a horror series, the ending is a bummer. Oh boy,
can't have that, can we? So tonight you're going to see the happy ending. Yeah! Makes no sense at all, but that's fine. Welcome to the studios. Yes, sir, right there. Yeah.
All the movies that you've done, is there anything you've taken from set that you most treasured item?
Anything I've taken from set. My brother, Don, has the original shotgun from Evil Dead. He can give shit about the movie, he just likes guns. He stole it. He stole the gun. Yeah, I'm not much of a collector, per se. And don't collect any more rocks from the original fireplace from Evil Dead. It's on private property in rural Tennessee. They will put buckshot in your ass so fast. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the risk of that. That's the only thing left of the cabin now. It burned down. And the fireplace was made out of sandstone bricks. I was at a signing, a guy flaps one in front of me and goes, you can't sign in sandstone. It looks like shit. So anyway, yes, balcony time, yes.
Yeah, so what's the worst injury you ever had on set?
Worst injury, a bunch of random ones. Evil Dead movies hurt many people in many ways. In this movie, I stunt guy down a set of stairs with a breastplate jammed into my face and cut it, and blood was pouring everywhere. And so they sent me to the emergency room, and Rob Tappet, the producer's like, let's see if we can get like a plastic surgeon in case he needs something, whatever. So I come in, I'm in full Ash regalia. They had to put a template on my face to figure out where all the scars and cuts were. So I walk in with that, the guy looks at me and goes, which one is it? I'm like, you can't tell, Doc. So he stitched me up. I went back to set. If this was a soap opera, it would be a problem. I would have a big cut on his face. Army Darkness, no one gave a shit. We just kept right on filming. He didn't even tell. So stuff like that. You know, the show must go on. Yes, straight back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey, sir. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Now you can pay for parking. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, I got to say thanks for a couple of things here. Thank you for supporting this beautiful theater. Right around the people being told they don't make these anymore. I mean, not even close. So, thanks for supporting them because they will tear them down. So this really makes the experience special. And I want to thank you on behalf of my partner Sam Ring and Rob Peppert. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, I'd be drinking Woolite on the street corner. You know, you put my kids through college that they dropped out of. But it really was the thought that counts. And in all honesty, we absolutely love you for it. God bless you. Thank you. Army of Justice.